Good morning, everybody. I'm back inside Antenna, where the startup bus is outside, and it seems to be getting an absolute massive amount of people in there, the most, I'm told, that they've had on the whole trip. Sarah told me that. Emma's looking at me, gone out as if to say, no, you're wrong. Emma Jones, hello.
Hello.
So tell me your involvement with Startup Britain.
So I'm one of the 8 founders of Startup Britain. So we kicked it off on March the 28th. And yes, we're here in Nottingham as part of our Startup Summer Bus Tour. And we have got a great attendance here in Nottingham. But over
Not
the week.
Biggest.
No, well, I was just going to say, no, the only reason why I smiled when you said that is, of course, it's slightly raining here in Nottingham today. So we've got everybody inside the bus. We've had sunshine for the rest of the week. So we've had people spreading outside the bus. So you can never quite gauge.
So do we win on the scale that it was the rainy day, therefore you've had the most inside the bus?
Absolutely. Active entrepreneurial energy going
on
inside.
We feel obliged now to actually come and do the bus. So Startup Britain, I sort of know the background of it. It's a group of different companies that are sort of bonding together to help startups flourish in terms of services and offers and things like that. Tell me a little bit about the bus, though. Why is the bus going around the country?
So we launched in London in March, as I say, and the bus was because we have had so much support since launch from people in local areas who got in touch and said, well, we want to launch Startup Britain in our own area. So, for instance, here in Nottingham today, Sarah from Antenna has been a great supporter. Di Mays from Buggy Tug, who runs a local business, she's been fantastic. Ever since the campaign started, she said, right, what can we do in Nottingham? So when we've gone on tour to 14 locations, and the locations we've chosen are those where we've had the most active local support. So what we're bringing on the bus is we're bringing experts. So from our founding sponsors, we've got people who can advise on everything from opening a bank account to getting insurance to promoting your business to making sales. But also a real critical thing that's happened through the tour is we're enabling startups and small businesses to meet each other. And you can feel it again here this morning. When a startup meets another startup, there's this great kind of realization on their face that, oh, thank goodness for that, I'm not alone in doing this.
It's like seen in Ghostbusters where they cross the streams,
which I haven't seen.
Oh, you must have seen Ghostbusters. Anyway, back to all of my interviews, there is a difficult question, and I have to ask the difficult question. So there's a lot of companies that offer different services, so broadband, discount on broadband and things, but there's a lot of startups, especially ones in the UK rather than ones in Silicon Valley and Boston and San Francisco stateside, where they're doing really amazing things in startups. It's always about funds and money. Do you think we will see in the next couple of years, because of these great initiatives that you're doing, the government's trying to put a voice out there and communicate with these little communities, do you think we'll start to see money come through the system for these startups?
Well, there's a couple of things there. First of all is I don't think you need as much money as you used to start a company.
Yeah.
And that's a big message that we've put out through Startup
Britain.
To
be very lean.
Absolutely. So you can, and I say this a lot, and I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it, but you can start a business for less than 50 quid.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got business cards and an internet connection, if you've got an idea, you know, we've got Susan Hallam on the bus this morning who's talking about how to promote yourself using social media.
Sure.
And you know this, Phil, that promoting yourself through Twitter, Facebook, it's all free of charge to do, and it's enough to get you out there. As you're then building the sales, yes, then you can put that money back into the business. So the first thing is you don't need as much. In fact, it's never been so cheap to start a business.
Okay, I would agree with that to a certain degree, but you know, when the sales is not a conventional business and it's tech startup and it's technology, there's different areas, and sometimes you do need to scale, and there's a lot of conversation about the cloud and money to go into the cloud. And I think there's some great students in Nottingham who have got some fantastic stuff. I remember one of them is called Outer Arc. If they had a chunk of money to go to the next level, you know, that'd be a brilliant signature startup for the UK. I just hope that more money will come. I think your initiatives are great, but I'm really interested in the extra support, you know, the next level support.
Absolutely. So that's growth capital. So as you can imagine, Startup Britain is very much about getting people started up in the first place. A big figure that drives us is 50% of people in the UK dream of starting a business. Only 5% do anything about it.
Really?
So a big target for the campaign is let's increase that 5% to a lot higher than that. So Startup Britain, and certainly the summer tour, our big focus has been let's encourage those people who've got an idea to take the next step to turn it into a business.
Fantastic.
But I agree with you, you then get onto the growth stage, which is more about growth capital. Which is why maybe the next thing we'll do is launch Grow Up Britain.
I like that. So fantastic. So at least you're looking at that. Is this also line into getting people online? Because there's a big push to get people online, right?
Absolutely. Well, again, going back to how much it costs to start a business, and we've had a lot of people who've come onto the bus this week saying, I want to open a shop. And I've kind of, everything, to every one of them, I've said, you know, just think about that carefully, because maybe you can start by selling online first. Again, build your reputation, but do it on low cost and low risk. Once you've built promote your sales, maybe then it's time to actually open a kind of a footfall shop. So we've got PayPal as one of our sponsors there. We've had advisors on every day from PayPal, literally advising people on how to get online and then, of course, how to start trading more.
Great. So we can find you at Britain Online. What's the website you are
on? So it's startupbritain.org. Okay. And that's got information on our second week. Sadly, we're not coming back to Nottingham in our second week, but we're going on tour again in September. So we're going to another 7 locations then.
And you're on Twitter too, right?
So we're on Twitter at Startup Britain, and I'm at Emeril Jones through my personal account. But all I've been tweeting about this week is the Startup Britain tour. So either
you're well excited. I can see it. You're really into the travelling bit.
Oh no, we've loved it. It's been the three of us, so me and two campaign interns who've travelled every day to all these locations, and it's just been incredible. And you can't help but be affected by literally the entrepreneurial energy in this country. We've been in shopping centres where about one in three people have stopped to take the flyers and said, you know, I've always had an idea, I want to start. And it's just been incredible. I think all three of us would agree. Enterprising Britain is alive and well. We've just got to do something to help people make that next step.
And especially now, with, you know, we all know about the rights and the things that have happened. We need to mobilise and we need to show that the opportunities are there.
Absolutely. And we were in Bristol on Monday and BBC Bristol did a piece on us, and they got a image of the bus driving away, and the reporter's words as this kind of image of the bus driving away, he said, but what they left behind was something that we haven't felt in the UK for a while, which is a feeling of confidence. And again, every startup who's come on the bus, yes, they're slightly nervous that they're starting a business and they know that there's going to be a lot of hard work ahead of them, but every single one of them has got positive energy, and that's what we need more of.
Fantastic. Emma Jones, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And have an excellent trip wherever you go across the country.
Thank you very much.